This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1832. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service about communications around the world, first and foremost shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 29th, Algeria, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Bougainville, Brazil, Canada, China, Guyana, India, Indonesia, International Internet, Kashmir, Korea South, Myanmar, New Zealand, Oklahoma, Oman, Russia, Sao Tome, Uganda, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Ron Howard DXing from Pacific Grove, California, reports on Bangladesh Betar, the home service, on 4750 as of June 27th. At 12:52 UT, he was hearing the evening prayer, the Islamic Maghrib, just after sunset, the call to prayer. Then at 13 to 1305, news, presumably in the Bangla language, and several clear IDs. On this occasion, RRI Makassar, Indonesia, was off the air. It's 50 hertz below 4750 when it is on. However, there was some very light interference from CNR1 in China. As for the external service of Bangladesh Betar, this report from Dexter José Ronaldo Xavier in Cabedelo, Paraíba, Brazil, Hardcore DX, 13580, June 24th from 1850. During their English broadcast, there was a song. They played the old hit, California. They gave an ID, address, schedule in English, and off at 1900. He says, good signal and fair modulation. Ron Howard also reports on what's to be heard on 6035, where there's both the Bhutan Broadcasting Service and PBS Yunnan China, where they like to call themselves Shangri-La. June 24th, PBS Yunnan was nonstop classical Western instrumental music from 1207, but the audio ended at 1209. The transmitter seemed to stay on with open carrier. Meanwhile, BBS Bhutan had its usual format till it went off a bit later at 1217, and then he was still hearing the open carrier from Yunnan. 2 days later, June 26, this was what he reports. BBS running much later than usual. Yunnan closed down about 1200, leaving Bhutan in the clear. 1227 to 1230, chanting and singing with indigenous music. 1230 to 1257, the normal Sunday program, with a woman chatting on the phone with mostly young girls. 3 minutes of indigenous music, and at 1300, seemed to be news in vernacular. At 1310 to 15, the usual brief indigenous instrumental music. Back to chatting on the phone at 1315, but this segment with an adult caller who sang over the phone without any accompaniment, so must have been giving amateurs a chance to air their talent. This finally suddenly went off at 1328, well after his local sunrise at 1251, while the Timpu Bhutan sunset was at 1300, making this some nice gray line reception. Completing the 3Bs, monitored by Ron Howard, 3325 NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, June 27th at 1106 with speeches in Pidgin and some Pacific Island pop music. It seemed to go off at 1149, at which time RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia, was in the clear, poor but better than recently heard. Yet another frequency with two stations unnecessarily competing is 6010. June 28th at 0127, I had two very weak signals, very close together, both slightly on the high side. So that means they were Colombia's The Voice of Thy Conscience and Brazil's Radio In Confidence. Quite a pair, it occurs to me, since inconfidencia means disloyalty, infidelity, unfaithfulness, according to one dictionary, Langenscheidt, while Google Translate adds conspiracy. Why would anyone name a radio station that? There could be an interesting story behind how that came about. Here's another reactivated Brazilian, although I've yet to hear it during the hours I monitor. Rádio Gaúcha in Porto Alegre, Manuel Mendez in Lugo, Spain, says he heard it June 27th at 2032 to 2050 on 11914.9 with soccer comments in Portuguese and Brazilian songs, but a very weak signal. There are more reliable but also off-frequency Brazilians, roughly 10 and 20 kilohertz further up. June 26th at 0244, I was getting a station on 11934.60 with music, which would be radio RB2. Looking at previous logs the last few months, there seems to be a trend that it is very slowly drifting downward. In March, it was on 11934.9, in May on 11934.8, in early June on 11934.7. The same behavior as RB2's outlet on 9725, which had drifted down as low as 9722.97, where I logged it last November 20th. And then it got bumped back up to a relatively stable 9724.9. In ABDX, Martin Fultz in Southern California says CKST 1040 Vancouver, BC, was blasting in during a baseball game June 22nd at 9:35 p.m. local, or June 23rd at 04:35 UT. He says they must have had problems with their antenna, or perhaps doing that on purpose for the game. He did not hear it the next night. He says it's been years since I've heard CKST. Checking their day and night patterns in the NRC pattern book, I see the night pattern is supposed to be a flattened cardioid with a deep null toward WHO Des Moines. The day pattern is the same, but it's rotated to null toward the south. Neil Kazaros in Illinois says they've been coming under and sometimes equal to WHO on good distant skip nights for about a decade. Most certainly they are not using their night pattern. Ron Howard in California reports the Chinese military number station, which has been designated by the Enigmans VC-01, June 27th at 12:47 and 13:10 on 5985 USB, with numbers in Chinese a decent signal, but mixing with Myanmar also on the frequency. On occasion, I could not hear even a carrier from Guyana on 3290. Wondering if it was still on the air, but June 24th at 0146, despite a strong storm noise level, I did detect a carrier about 30 hertz below 3290. The peregrinating engineer, Jamie Labadia, now in Fresno, asked Ron Howard if he could hear Voice of Guyana. It was only 1.2 kilowatts, and he says the antenna is broadside, aiming northeast-southwest. Ron says, not till winter, perhaps, and I say, no wonder the signal is so poor here to the northwest. Via Joe's Jacob DX India, Sudipta Ghosh forwards a report from BusinessStandard.com that the launch of All India Radio's new channel, Akashvani Maitri, scheduled in Kolkata, has been postponed due to unforeseen reasons. It aims at providing a common platform for participatory content creation for listeners in India and Bangladesh. New dates for the launch would be announced later. The Bengali language service channel was to be launched at a function in Kolkata on June 28th. They're talking about the megawatt transmitter near Kolkata, which would broadcast not only in AM but in DRM. However, also via Joe's Jacob, Alok Das Gupta in Kolkata reports that Chinsura on 594 AM and 604 DRM started using that frequency instead of 11:34 in the evening starting June 28th, despite the inauguration being postponed, including this programming. The General Overseas Service in English from 10 to 11, Tamil from 11:15 to 12:15, Burmese 12:15 to 13:15, Nepali 1330 to 1430, and also news, but language not specified, at 1515 until 1600. And he says DRM on 604 kHz had the Delhi Rainbow Channel during those hours. Here's a roundup of Indonesian activity, or NON, by Ron Howard as of June 27th on 3325, Program 1 RRI Palangkaraya. 1220 to 1222 UT entered the Jakarta News Relay with a song rather than a recognizable patriotic song. There was no interference at that time from Bougainville, as we mentioned earlier, since it had signed off already at 1149. The following frequencies were also non-log the morning of June 27th. 3344.85 RRI Ternate, which might have come back on for Ramadan as it did a couple of years ago, but has not. 3905 Merauke continued silent. As we also mentioned, Makassar Program 4, 4749.95 remains silent, leaving it to Bangladesh. And furthermore, the external service Voice of Indonesia, at least on June 27th, was not on the air at 1309 during the English hour, although it had been on during the Japanese after 1200. Filed under International Internet to be redundant, this via Mike Terry. Rewound Radio, an internet-only station, announces the Dan Ingram Electric Radio Theater. Shows for your long 4th of July weekend, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, including the life and times of Dan Ingram in his own words, a special 6-hour show featuring Dan talking about his career from his early days into the 2000s. It starts Saturday, July 2nd at 12 noon Eastern, 16 UT. All the details and audio links at rewoundradio.com. On June 22nd and 23rd, Joe's Jacob in India found All India Radio Kashmir at Leh on the wrong frequency, or a new frequency, 4740 instead of 4760, thus avoiding a clash with Port Blair or any other broadcast station we know of. He said the schedule was 0130 or 0213 until 0430 and 1130 to 1630 UT. Prithviraj in Assam was also hearing it June 23rd at 1600 with a folk song and chorus on 4740. However, by June 27th, Mauno Ritola in Finland says it was back on 4760, so it must have been another frequency misselection. While it was still on the wrong frequency, June 23rd at 1355, Wolfgang Büschel managed to hear it via remote receiver in Delhi and measured it 1 sesquihertz below 4740. And it had overmodulated, distorted audio quality. There are still some maritime stations sending V markers or CQ markers over and over in Morse code or on CW, making for easy identification if you can copy them. Not so exotic is Seoul Radio South Korea, which I happen to hear on 2 nearby frequencies with different call signs, June 28th at 1310 and 1315 UT. HLW2 on 12923 and HLF on 12916.5. Ron Howard in California has caught a frequency change by Myanmar Radio. June 26th, 9730 was on at 1127 in vernacular. They started their singing ID jingle, but it was cut off early at 1130. He says it takes a minute or less to switch frequencies to 5985, which he heard from 1130, June 26th. But watch out for that Chinese number station later we mentioned. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1832. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Bill Richards in Adelaide, South Australia, who sent a contribution in Australian dollars via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Raffman, Artie Bigley, and Mike Terry all sent us an important announcement from the website of Radio New Zealand International on June 24th. RNZI moves to a one-transmitter operation. This is for shortwave listeners in the Pacific region, retiring its 27-year-old analog-only shortwave transmitter moving to one transmitter operation from 1 July, using the newer digital analog transmitter and swapping between DRM and analog shortwave modes throughout each day. The DRM shortwave mode delivers a signal to relaying Pacific stations, and the analog shortwave mode reaches individual shortwave listeners. Note that they do not even expect individuals to listen to them in DRM. It continues, RNZI has made the decision not to replace the old shortwave transmitter, but to maximize flexibility of our newer shortwave transmitter by using either its analog or digital mode to deliver to different audiences at different times of the day. We're also focusing on broadening options for delivering our signal to relaying radio stations. By working with partners like the BBC, we've been extending our content delivery via satellite. The move to a one-transmitter operation results in a reduced service to current individual SWLs. We'll still broadcast in analog for extensive periods of each day, but not a 24-hour service. This is likely to be most felt during breakfast hours, when we'll need to broadcast a digital signal for relaying stations rather than analog. We've kept checking the RNZI transmitter schedule on their site, but as of June 29th, they had still not updated it to show what the new single transmitter schedule would be. However, we're hopeful that for North American listeners, when we hear it mostly during our nighttime hours, there should not be much change. Wolfgang Büschel says the old transmitter they're retiring dates from 1989 or 90. They got it from Thomson, while the other one, the AM-DRM one, is from Ampagon or Thales. It's been in service for almost 10 years. And this comment from Kai Ludwig. Standard lament about right-wing government that has not increased the budget of RNZ in the 8 years since it assumed office. The reason for a break of operations with the old transmitter some months ago was that they had no money for a new tube. No info available about the real use of the DRM feed service. Probably they just cannot swiftly dispose of it after spending quite a bit of money on it. The dish size needed to receive the Intelsat 19 signal is around 3 meters, the usual C-band monster is seen on a lot of shortwave transmission facilities, and that could be an issue. Intelsat 19 delivers also BBC World Service and NHK World, but not Radio Australia, which have rebroadcasters in the Pacific as well. Under Oklahoma and NON, James Branham of Broad Spectrum Radio explains changes in their schedule. I'm cutting back to 30 minutes a week on WBCQ, that is 2330 UT Thursdays on 7490, but have added 30 minutes a week on WINB and two slots on 890 AM KTLR, Oklahoma City. I'm trying to match the right content to the right stations and listeners. So here are the details on the WBCQ broadcast. There will be non-religious programs, Exploring Aspergia, Peace Buzz, Nappy Roots Radio, and maybe transitioning into a variety magazine format show, he says, akin to the English language programs of Radio Havana. The times on KTLR 890 Oklahoma City are Fridays at 16 to 16:15 UT with a variety magazine show, and Sundays at 13 to 14 UT, the first half hour Mennonite radio, and the second half hour other BSR programs like on WBCQ. The broadcast on WINB 9265 is 0330 to 04 UT Sundays with Mennonite radio. And also on Channel 292, Germany, 6070, Mondays at 14 to 15 UT, the first half alternating Mennonite radio and Exploring Aspergia, and the second half music programming or other shows. The English service from Radio Sultanate of Oman is supposed to be 1 hour only at 14 UT on 15140, but occasionally it runs much longer. We're not sure if by mistake or deliberately, but on June 24th, Antonello Napolitano in Italy was still hearing English much later, from 1724 and at 1805 still with news and Western pop music. Also still heard in English that same date at 1920, by Manfred Reiff in Germany. Of course, after 18 UT, 15140 is blocked here by Cuba. I was lamenting that the WRTH does not provide any details of the clock time signal stations follow, such as RWM in Russia, although they obviously do different things during different parts of each hour. And we were soon receiving several versions of old schedules of RWM, which are presumably still valid. The important thing to note is that they run 1 minute of CW IDs twice an hour, starting at 9 and 39 minutes past the hour on 4996, 9996, and 14996 kilohertz. Ron Howard reports that on June 28th, I noticed clearly a major change in transmitter assignments of Radio Sakha, Russia. They have two of them on 7295 and 7345. Ever since he first heard them on May 7th, the 7345 signal had been many times stronger than 7295. That had been the case until June 28th, and now it's the other way around. One of them is listed as 250 kilowatts, and the other is only 100, which might account for it. 7345 is mostly blocked by China after 1101. Ron also says there appears to be a new sign-off time on weekdays, 1300 UT, including a nice segment of traditional Russian music and songs from 1215. I also point out that another reason for the wide disparity in strength of the two frequencies may not only be the transmitter power, but the antenna azimuth. Originally reported as about 90 degrees apart, one at 45 degrees, 7295, which would be favorable for North America, and the other at 310 degrees on 7345, which would make it more favorable for Europe, although neither is a target area. Ron Howard also monitored this the following day, June 29th, and says Radio Sakha was extremely weak on 7345 at 0938, along with the Chinese number station, V26. 7295, just like the day before, was abnormally strong with static. One of their favorite times to give an ID is about 50 minutes after the hour. At 0949, a montage of different pop songs and a clear Radio Sakha ID and some ads. There was no interval signal or time pips at 1000, but went straight into news. He rechecked before 11 UT and 7295 was off the air. No signal at all. Checked through 1112, while 7345, though weak, seemed to be still on the air. A follow-up to last week's report about transmitter problems at the VOA Saint-Thomas relay on 4940 from Tobias T-squared in Germany. He says on Saturday, June 25th, checking between 2029 and 2100, no transmission at all on 4940, so either it broke down completely or it has been taken seriously and they're working to repair it, while Botswana on 4930 was audible as usual. Although there's still nothing at all about it, on their website, WWRB is still carrying that Ugandan clandestine on weekends only, on the new special African service frequency, 15240. Sunday, June 26, I tuned in at 1852 before it would be over, and a song was playing, but it sounded very strange, an extremely bass voice at a slow pace, as if it were being played back at half speed. A few weeks ago, we had a report, allegedly, from the VOA Bengali service that they would resume broadcasting on shortwave, and it turned out to be fake. Now I've received a message from the same Outlook address, voabengali@outlook.com, this time headed Indian DX Club, sorry. And the message says, I am sorry for what happened. We at the Indian DX Club wanted them to return. We are sorry for bad news. Please put online for people to see, sorry. And it's signed Pradeep Kundu, Sheikh Jawahar, and Siddhartha Bhattacharji, Indian DX Club. So there you have it. As reported previously, the Russian language service of Radio Liberty was canceling all its shortwave broadcasts as of June 26th. So many of our monitors were listening. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, Jean-Michel Aubier in France, Kai Ludwig and Wolfgang Büchel in Germany. Some of the broadcasts continued during the early UT hours of June 26th, but then they were all gone, and it turns out that it was not only the Russian language. Ivo Ivanov sums it up this way. Canceled on shortwave were not only Russian, but also Avari, Belarusian, Kabardian, and Caucasus Echo, which I think was actually in Russian language. But some other minority languages of the area continue. Tajik, Turkmen, Uzbek, and Chechen. It was also feared that a transmitter site mainly devoted to Radio Liberty broadcasts to Russia and vicinity might be closed down. That is Biblis, Germany. That's not yet been confirmed, and we believe it is still being used for a few of the remaining language services. According to Ivo, Biblis is using only two transmitters now, 11780 in Chechen and 11790 in Uzbek from 1600 until 1620, which is only 20 minutes a day for each. More from John Gorski, who now owns the facilities of KJES in New Mexico and plans to put them back on shortwave. He says, I'm surprised at the request for airtime already received. I'll make special offers to our charter airtime members in appreciation for their support, in addition to great rates for airtime with many time slots to choose from. I'll make a one-time offer of free weekend airtime to our charter members. Contract for 5 weekdays airtime and receive the same free of charge on Saturday and Sunday. I plan to retain the call letters KJES. Things are starting to fall into place, although there is much to do. We are looking to that soon to happen sign-on day. Ron Howard reports this from the Facebook page of Radio Vanuatu. On June 24th, they posted to the effect that due to high cost of operation, broadcast times are now converted to UT 18:30 until 10:15. Thanks very much to Courtney Gordon for the approximate translation. I believe that not too long ago, Vanuatu was signing off about 12:15, so the new schedule is considerably shorter, saving them money. I imagine in the event of a tropical storm cyclone, they would extend their broadcasting day. That's on 7260 and or 3945. Finally, an intriguing NID on 9655. June 29th at midnight 25 UT, I found an S9 plus 10 signal where normally there's nothing and nothing is listed. There was continuous singing with instruments. It sounded quite repetitive, maybe a long loop. There were no breaks at all until 0100, a time signal, a few seconds late and into talk which seemed to be in Arabic. There was a bit of a drama at 0104, maybe it was just a commercial. I didn't have time to follow this closely, but rechecking at 0221, this was still on, somewhat weaker at S9. I guess it was probably a special for Ramadan, and the number one suspect is Algeria, which via France is already using 9655 at 20 to 22 UT. On that idea, at 0500, I checked the very weak Algerian relay on 7295 and found its time signal was also about 5 seconds late. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK NSC speaking at 12 and 4 July 3rd, 20 and 5 July 11th. Solar flux rising from 74 June 29th to only 82 July 5th to 10th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1832.